This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
You're travelling through another dimension.
With the cub
reporter, who is kind of short
and out of his mind,
telling us of journeys into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination.
That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Barely Believe.
I love that.
So predictable.
Why don't they get half a one this morning, Mark?
Huh?
Why don't they get half a one? It's
No, it's only a death this morning.
Just a
So Mark only had a semi for you today.
Yeah.
Only halfway there.
What's on Barely Believable today, Robbie?
We're going a bit dark today, guys.
I hate
after the lighty, airy upliftiness of Ella Hooper.
But kill the vibe.
I'm gonna bring it down a bit.
You're gonna kill the vibe, okay.
We're going to New Orleans.
Yeah, I like New Orleans.
Which if you've ever been to New Orleans, you have to pronounce New Orleans.
Yeah.
Which is probably, from my recent trip to America, probably my favourite city that I visited. So New Orleans in the great state of Louisiana.
Yeah, we saw the pictures.
Now New Orleans is built. It's a city built under sea level.
Yes.
It's also built on it's essentially built on a swamp.
Yes.
So it's New Orleans has this interesting thing where they cannot dig or put anything underground. So no parking garages underground. No, nothing is built below the sea level
because
and their roads are all messed up because the ground is very shaky.
Yeah.
Now it becomes very interesting when it comes to where do you bury your dead.
Oh.
Because you can't dig into the ground. They used to, and they had caskets had a nasty habit of working their way
rising
back up,
the
to,
way
the
up to the surface. Mm. Ah.
So they've had to come up with a very original way of taking care of their dead bodies.
Yeah.
Now, crypts and mausoleums are not a new thing.
No.
We would see them in a lot of, especially in a lot of American cemeteries. But in those standard tombs, they still, you can walk into them and they still put their bodies in vaults in the ground, most usually.
Yeah.
New Orleans, they do a very different thing. So there's small tombs and each family sort of owns their own small tomb. And they're designed to act like little mini ovens.
Okay.
So how it works is now, and we did a tour through New Orleans' most famous cemetery. It has it's where Marie Laveau, who is the queen of voodoo, is buried.
Yeah.
And
wow. Mm-hmm.
So the tour guide that actually took us through showed us his family tomb.
Yeah.
They're essentially small brick coffins, and they put the body in there, and it's a slow cremation process.
How weird.
It's very strange. So over a year, the exact amount of time is 375 days. So 1 year and 10 days is the minimum amount of time that needs to be in there to be fully cremated. And then the undertakers of the cemetery come and they essentially sweep the thing out. It falls through a gap in the floor, which means that you are laid to rest with all your family members.
Yeah.
And then the tomb is available again. So each family has their own that just gets used over and over and over
again.
So
you don't want two deaths in a year.
Well, interestingly, you should ask that because he said that they'd had that case. So his mother had passed away and then only 6 months later his wife had passed away. And so because there was already, his family tomb was already taken, there are rental tombs. And he showed us those as well, quite close to his. You can rent out a tomb. Your deceased goes in there. The awful job is once your family tomb becomes available again, the undertakers have to move the body.
That's awful. Oh.
It's like Nary from Monday morning, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Wow.
That's very interesting, though.
Yeah.
It's like one of those Japanese tube hotels.
It's
the capsule hotels.
Yes, it's somewhat like that. It's actually very eco-friendly.
Yeah.
It's actually said to be one of the most eco-friendly ways to to dispose of a dead body, because cemeteries are taking up more and more space all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas this doesn't take up any more space over you know, these cemeteries have been there for thousands of years, so
it's efficient.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, good on them. I do wonder why you just don't cremate the bodies then. Why you'd have to do this process that takes over a year.
I guess that's a good way of getting to the point, isn't it?
Let's get to the point, people.
They're quite proud of their crypts, and there's a lot of heritage and culture in that.
I think it's really interesting, and it's really... That is a bizarre one. I have never heard of that before.
I think that's super strange.
I think the interesting thing about it is that it's still happening. It just sounds like something that was happening, you know, 200 years ago, which it was, and they've still kept it up.
They've kept the
and
tradition.
And today they're still doing these really old practices to get rid of their body.
Wow. Thank you very much, Robbie.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you for creeping us out this morning, Robbie. Thank you very much.
One of the darker
yeah.
Everyone enjoy your Monday.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.